Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
You might remember, was it Wednesday, Fee? I think it might have been Wednesday. Someone sent us in two lines from a poem. And said, just one line actually, and said, 'twas annoying the hell out of them that this lines from a poem was in their head and they couldn't get it out of their head and they didn't know what it was or where they'd heard it, but it was just in their head and it was bugging them. And they asked us, could we find it? The things we asked, the things that people ask us. However, I read it out and the line from the poem was, the sea said to the land, you've taken from me the one darling I had. The sea said to the land, you've taken from me the one darling I had. We kind of figured it was a seafaring poem and there'd be a lot of poets who had done seafaring work and some names were suggested to us. But in the end, the caller also contacted UCC. And I'm joined by Aoife Dowling from the UCC School of English. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
You found it.
I found it, yes. I came into work yesterday, and saw it on the School of English Twitter feed and found it within a couple of minutes.
What is it?
So it's a poem by Monk Gibbon who wrote it in 1952. So Quite a way back, really, and I found it on Google Books. So I don't really know much about the poet or the context, but I found it for her anyway, so she can maybe order the book if she wants.
And it was called The Insubstantial Pageant.
That's right, yeah. So it had been uploaded in a kind of an archive version to Google Books, this
right.
book. However long ago, so there was only a preview available, but that's all we needed to find that.
Yeah, what kind of resources would you have when someone comes to you from with a line from a poem and says, "I what's that?"
Well, I just use what's publicly available, actually. So Google Books, anyone can access that and use it. And I suppose I'm building skills that I learned in my old job in Storyful, social media news agency up in Dublin.
Ah.
And what we did there was kind of finding information online. So love kind of cracking an online detective case, you know. So when I saw this, it was kind of right up my street to solve it.
You worked for Mark in Storyful, did you? God, that's it.
I did, yeah. Wow. So I kind of did this sort of thing every day and you just use what's available to you and what's publicly available.
Yeah. You're now working on a long-term project between UCC and a university in Wales. What's that about?
That's right. It's Ports Past and Present. It's actually an EU-funded project. It's funded by the URDF, the Ireland-Wales programme. So we're working with Wales and we're working on promoting the history of the ferry ports. So from Dublin and Rosslare on the Irish side, the ones that are connected with the Welsh ports. So then Holyhead, Pembroke Dock and Fishguard on the Welsh side. So yeah, we're working with Aberystwyth University, University of Wales, Trinity St David over there, and with Wexford County Council here. So it's a lovely project. It's, you know, very, very collaborative and it's great to be working with people in Wales as well and kind of keeping those connections alive.
How many thousands of us used to go over on holidays to Wales on the boat? You know,
that's it. The ferry means so much to so many people. And when we're talking about the history of these places and the Irish Sea, we're looking back at kind of the literature, but also more recent history and the crossings and what they mean to people. And people have family links and they have work links across the Irish Sea. There's actually a street in Rosslare that starts in Rosslare and ends in Fishguard, which is wonderful.
Really?
Know, the numbers start on one side and end on the other. So it just shows how closely linked they are. Yeah.
Crikey, what's that street called?
It slips my mind right now.
Okay, that's fascinating. So it like we say, maybe 1 to 50 are in Ross Lair, and 51 to 100 are in Fishguard. Oh, that's gas.
Yeah, that's right.
That's gas.
It's just one of those curious things, isn't it? But you just wouldn't even think of that, of how closely they are linked, but they really are. And
Will this lead to a book or a documentary, or what will it lead to, Aoife?
Yeah, there are various outputs from the project. So we have these beautiful documentary films that we'll be launching throughout the port towns during this summer. And there are also books and artwork being created. So we had just had one of the writers in our creative group, John Gower, announce his book. It's called The Biography of the Irish Sea, The Turning Tide. So that looks like it'll be wonderful, and that will be out in 2023. So I'm sure that won't be the only book to emerge from the project as well.
It's fascinating, because there is, like you said, a fascinating history. I can remember going as a small boy on the Innisfallen, and from the Port of Cork across to, was it Swansea it used to go to? All those ports, and that's brilliant. That's that great project. Look forward to reading whatever comes out of that, and looking at whatever documentaries come out of that. But to go back to what we were onto. By the way, the lady involved wanted to thank yourself and your colleague, Aisling, for helping her with that. I kind of said to myself, surely if you just Google the line, it'll come up for you. But you guys are much better at that than the rest of us. So the sea to the land, you've taken from me the one darling I had. That comes from The Insubstantial Pageant by Monk Gibbon.
Right. That's right, yeah.
There's one.
Well, it was just Googling on our side too, but just taking sections of the sentence and using Google Books as well. So just being a little bit sort of clever about it, really. And that's what you can do, kind of using whatever is available, really, to try and get what you need. Okay. It's interesting.
Fantastic. Thank you. Aoife Dowling from the UCC School of English. She's a project manager there. Used to work for Storyful. Goodness. It was a great news agency. 0818 96 96 96. The sea said to the land, you've taken from me the one darling I had. A line from The Insubstantial Pageant by Monk Gibbon. And no, I don't know who he was either.
Cork's 96 FM.